Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Deadly Gift by Heather Graham, performed by Phil Giganti. Prologue. Narragansett Bay, Rhode Island. The sea was a beautiful thing, and being on the water was absolute heaven. Eddie Ray felt the air on his cheeks and knew that they would be turning red soon with windburn. It was a winter's day, but off the coast of Newport, Rhode Island, the seas were deceptively serene. He loved the sea in winter, with its changeable moods. He wasn't a fool. He didn't intentionally run out into dangerous storms, but he'd brought more than one boat through a heaving nor'easter, and he loved the churning waves, the wind, and even the cold that came with the driving rain and stole into a man's bones. But today was sweet. Crisp, cool air, the temperature hovering near 40 degrees. A soft breeze, just enough to fill his sails and power the sea maiden, who rode the water as if she floated on air. She was his favorite of all their boats. He had even had her name tattooed on his arm. He hadn't needed to take the sea maiden, of course. She was a 60-footer, and none of those nouveau riche boys who earned their money in the city and came to Rhode Island to flaunt it would have taken her out for one passenger. One strange passenger. Eddie sat at the helm and glanced around. He had taken the man on at 12 o'clock sharp, just as the guy had asked, and they were going to be back at the marina by 2:30, because his partner Sean and his wife would be heading out at 4 to Ireland, and Eddie intended to be there for the send-off. It was a big deal. Sean hadn't been back to the country in which he'd been born for years.